And finally, we take you to Tooleyville, a small community in Tulare County where contaminated water has flown from faucets since the 1980s. Tooleyville's struggle for clean water captured the interest of a Bay Area filmmaker who just debuted a documentary short about the town. I spoke to the filmmaker, Casey Beck, along with Ben Cuevas Martinez, a Tooleyville resident who appears in the film.
Ben, if you could share with us what it's like to cook, to clean, to live in a home where the water isn't safe to drink.
Well, it's hard. I mean, what good is it to have water if you can't drink it?
And what is the day-to-day routine like? How do you prepare food? How do you...
They supply us with drinking bottled water. And they give us five-gallon buckets, you know, five-gallon jugs every 2 weeks.
And how long has it been that way?
Since I moved in here. Almost 2 years this coming May.
Casey, how did you come to know about Tooleyville and people like Ben, and what was it about the story that attracted you?
Yeah, we first heard about Tooleyville through the Leadership Council, which does work in a lot of different areas around the Central Valley, one of which is water and getting safe drinking water for people. And they had known that we were interested in making a film about water contamination. And when they told us the story of the folks in Tooleyville and how they've been fighting for clean water for so long, we were definitely interested. And Ben and his wife, Yolanda, are two of the more engaged residents. So as soon as we started going to community meetings and city council meetings in Exeter, they were always there. And thankfully willing to talk to us and let us interview them and into their home. And so that's kind of how we came to know them and really feature them in the film.
And in the film, you get into the history of how this problem first came about, which involves rental covenants that led to underinvestment in infrastructure. Can you just briefly provide a little bit of that background?
I actually first learned about this the history of this from Pedro Hernandez, who is an activist in the area and was working for the Leadership Council when we were making the film. And he mentioned in one of the interviews that a lot of this stems from originally from redlining and from forcing people of color to live outside of municipal areas. And he mentioned the 1971 Tulare County plan, which we actually found, and it does denote Tooleyville as at that time an agricultural area or an area for agricultural workers, I should say. Kind of the without saying the coded language there is Latinos. So even as of 50 years ago, the county knew that who was living in Tooleyville, and even as of 50 years ago, had no intention of extending services, including water, et cetera, to that area.
So, Ben, as Casey mentioned, you've been really active and involved with the fight to get clean water. I understand the solution to that is to consolidate Tooleyville's system with Exeter's water system. Can you just give us an update on where that conversation stands?
We're working on it. We have Assemblyman Mattis, I believe, and Crocker. We're going to have a meeting this coming Friday. Just, try to get them on, see who can strike a deal and go back to the bargaining table and see what we can go from there.
Because so far the conversation hasn't been productive, I understand.
Yes, we're the last one. They just decided not to take any action, so it just completely died.
And Casey, you're done with this phase of the film, but the project is something that you would like to continue with. Tell us what the plan is for this project.
Yeah, so what's happening in Tooleyville we consider really to be the tip of the iceberg. There are over 300 communities in across California, primarily in the Central Valley, facing similar issues as Tuleville, contaminated water, but within just a few miles of a larger town that has clean water and are hoping to consolidate with that town. Right now, depending on the levels in each town, some of those areas, the state has the power to mandate a consolidation, but in many, they're in a situation more like Tuleville, where they're just having to go and negotiate and bargain with that town, and it's not a mandate from the state. So we're hoping that this short film that we've just produced and will be releasing will just be part of a bigger story about water contamination across the state, and showing the different ways that people, or the different types of contamination that people are facing, and the different ways that they are organizing in order to get and mobilize and get clean water.
Ben, I believe that some people listening are probably asking themselves why you came to Tuleville, given the situation, and why you stay. And I'm just...
I grew up here. I'm sorry. I grew up here. My sister owns a home just down around the corner from where I bought this. This used to be my sister's house. And, I mean, I grew up here. We didn't have any problems back in the 70s. The water was, unless it wasn't regulated, we never... I didn't know anything that was bad. And when we purchased the home, I was not aware that the water wasn't drinkable until after I moved in. That's, you know, if I would have known, I wouldn't have bought this place.
And why have you chosen to remain? I mean, I imagine it's a complicated decision.
I really can't afford anything else. Me and my daughter were the ones that came up and pitched up whatever we had in order to buy this house. We were living here and there with relatives and stuff. So, yeah, it was hard.
And I'd imagine your experience is shared by many of the other residents of Tuleville.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of people just like us, you know, just barely getting through.
Well, we really appreciate your willingness to share your story with us today. And before we wrap up, Casey, I'd love to hear you share how people could see the film.
Yeah, so we are waiting for distribution. Then the film will come out along with an article written by a reporter, and also with a photo essay about featuring the residents of Tuleville. Right now, they can go to our website, which is thegreatdividedoc.com, and we'll be posting updates and more information there.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you both being on the show.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you.